Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Learn more about the Freedom Summer Monument in Oxford and about the civil rights history it shares in about 20 minutes on Cincinnati Edition, and hear about rare and historical daguerreotypes on exhibit at the Taft Museum later. This past week, the Hamilton County Board of Elections had another meeting related to cases of potential voter fraud. WVXU's Ann Thompson was there and talks with Marianne Zalesnik about what's happening now.
Good morning, Ann. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Marianne.
So this voter fraud issue has been going on for quite a while now. Big Board of Elections meeting this past week. What's the status? What's going on right now?
Just some background first. So most recently, six names had been sent to the Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office for possible illegal voting. The prosecutor then looks into the facts, and as you may have heard, the most egregious case was the case of Meloise Richardson, a poll worker who voted possibly seven times for other people that she wasn't supposed to. She's negotiating a plea agreement, and that hearing is set for May 28th coming up. If she decides to go on to trial, then that will happen with that. Other people you may have heard of, Marguerite Clues, a nun who voted on behalf of a dead nun, and also Russell Glossop, who voted on behalf of his dead wife. They've already been in court. Their cases have cleared. They just got probation. Now, in this most recent meeting, a couple of other names were sent to the prosecutor's office. One of them was a woman who had a Kentucky license, driver's license. She presented to an Ohio poll worker. She went to Ohio to vote where she used to live. It turns out she had lived in Kentucky for a number of months before she came back to vote in Ohio. They said she couldn't do that, but after she kind of raised a ruckus, according to poll workers, they called the Board of Elections and they said somebody there, they don't know why, said go ahead and just give her a regular ballot. So she's a little suspect. Then there was another woman who was supposedly a caregiver of somebody who was incapacitated, and in that situation, she couldn't provide any documents that she was the guardian.
So those are the current cases now, and some of those have moved on to the prosecutor. Those two went on to the prosecutor.
They have.
But there are still more in question.
There are still more in question. There are more than three dozen voters who voted both an absentee and a provisional ballot. And according to some of those people who have been interviewed, they just wanted to make sure that their vote counted. They weren't sure if the absentee got to the Board of Elections in time. So the Board of Elections decided, well, they were split. So basically, the Secretary of State will have to decide this question, a Republican, and we'll see where that goes.
So right now, you were saying in the first cases, it was a 3-to-1 vote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That they went. So the two Democrats or the two Republicans and Tim Burke, a Democrat, voted to send them to the prosecutor. The rest of these, they're split. It's up to the Secretary of State now to decide what's going on.
That's right.
Now, is there any indication on how long it will take or if more cases are coming?
We don't know. No more meetings have been scheduled for specific cases, but the Secretary of State shouldn't take long to take a ruling. I think the board said they were going to submit their arguments by the end of May, and then the Secretary of State should rule pretty quickly on that. And so this could set a precedent for the state, whether or not you're allowed to vote these two ballots. The Republicans say you are not allowed to vote them. The Democrats say there's nothing wrong with it.
Can the Secretary of State's decision be challenged, do you know?
I'm sure it can be. So we'll see what the ruling is,
and then it could go on.
Somebody could file, a challenge to that.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
I've been talking with WVXU reporter Ann Thompson. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.